Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT. That would be us. It's Pat and JT, Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook, or 402-403-9478. We appreciate that you guys listen to our podcast. Rate it, review it, subscribe to it.
One of our other podcasts, which is Total Ship Show, is everybody in town now? Or are they?
No, they're getting in town. Sprinkling in town today. Malia came in town yesterday.
Who's the star of the show? She's the host,
Malia
the
White,
host.
And then Katie Flood, who is the guest on the live episode we're doing at Total Ship or at the Hail Varsity Club, which we'll talk about in a second, and Amanda Logan, who is Malia's co-host.
Right,
they come in town today.
They're all coming in. So and they're coming in. Because it's for this live event is the reason why. Are they also recording other episodes while they're here?
Yes.
So they'll be in studio too.
Yes. And that's, it's, I think I've mentioned this before. And I, even when they were on with us a long time ago, mm-hmm. about how trying to coordinate interviews with four different people in three different time zones is absolutely the most difficult.
There's got to be an app for that.
Oh my God. I think there is like one of those things like, hey, find a time that works for everybody and let's figure it out. And with people with sketchy Wi-Fi or whatever, but yeah, we're going to record.
So you're going to have two of them here in person, mm-hmm. and then you're bringing in remotely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, okay. So the live event is Thursday night at Hail Varsity Club, starts at 6 o'clock. Doors
Which
open
is
at six.
December 1st,
12:01. Okay. Tables are still available, but they're going fast. So you can reserve them. Links are in the show notes. So yeah, Malia and Amanda, the hosts of Total Ship Show, are in town. Katie Flood, who was on Below Deck with Malia, and they also mm-hmm. work on the same yacht in real life. We brought her to town too to be an in-person guest at Hail Varsity Club. So
who did I hear? I heard somebody, God, when you just said yacht, I heard somebody mention the other day, who were they calling? They consider themselves a yachty. They're really, who was it? I was like, wait, what? And it was like totally random, like not somebody that's on a boat. And I'm trying to figure out who, they're not in a reality show. God, that just flipped in my mind. I'm like, wait, what?
I hate you. One little word that you heard 3 days ago and you're like, I know there's something there.
There's something there and I can't remember. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
And then we're going to have some of her Below Deck cast members are going to be, we're remoting them in. To record some episodes for, this will be season 3 of Total Ship Show. So on Thursday afternoon, we'll be recording with some of her cast members here, local, here in studio. And then, and then later that evening. And then we're turning the live event into 2 episodes of Total Ship Show and then making a huge announcement on a new podcast that we're launching.
Are they
that night as well.
Filming right now?
They are not.
So where is she coming? Is she like home or is she?
Yeah, she is. She's home for 2 months. She was a bosun, which is like 3 down from captain when she was on Below Deck, but that's what she does mm-hmm. in real life is a bosun. She tested up to be second mate, which is next one up. Mm-hmm. And with that, you get, instead of going, I mean, she worked sometimes 7-8 months without coming back to the United States. Mm-hmm. And now she'll be doing 2 months on, 2 months off. So that starts now. So she's back, she's here in Omaha and then she's going to Denver mm-hmm. where, and then to Oregon
home
or whatever,
home base. Right.
Yeah, and then going to go back to Florida and then leave for 2 months and then back for 2 months and leave for 2 months. So, yeah, it's craziness.
Isn't that weird, too? Because when she started this was what, like 3 years ago that she got on the show or 3 or 4 mm-hmm. years ago? She was not a water person. Mm-mm. Like what was she doing for a living at that time?
I don't even remember. She'd never been on the ocean, but she was like, would scuba dive like in pools and stuff like that. And she was like an adventure hiker or whatever, but never... Didn't had never been on a yacht, never anything, and just got.
So being a bosun wasn't exactly in her game plan.
No, she has said before she didn't even know what that was.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah, her and Amanda got drunk one day and were day drinking, and they thought it'd be funny to apply for Below Deck. So she did, and she got cast. Cast as the person that was going to fail. She got cast as the person that would get the airline ticket home from the captain because she didn't know what she was doing. She was green, and then now she's just turned it all around and become this. She's a badass.
Flipped it on its head.
And what's cool is that another reason, she came to town a little early and she's staying in town a little longer than the other ones because she is getting a LASIK procedure at Coogler Vision.
Oh, okay.
And I was out there yesterday and saw Dr. Coogler, and he said to say hi. And it was funny because she had
been...
Well,
thanks for telling me.
Well, I was going to tell you, I'm saving it for the pod. It was last night. It was like 5 o'clock. Saving it for the pod, yo. And so when we got back in the car afterwards, she's like, I am so happy that I'm with Coogler Vision.
Well,
and I'm like, and I said, why?
It's gotta be nice. Go ahead. Tell me why she thought so.
But well, because she said, because she had met with an eye doctor in Florida. And she goes, it was just something about it. I just didn't feel right. She goes, they're amazing. She goes, I feel like I'm in such good hands. And I just love these guys.
Well, it's gotta be too. Familiarity is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like knowing somebody who knows somebody. And he's always been such a great supporter of ours and a friend of the show. That's gotta feel nice too, because you know somebody who knows them, right?
Yes.
And not just professionally.
No, yeah.
You know, it's like, this is somebody that we've been around for years.
Yeah. And she goes, when I walked in and it says Coogler Vision, she goes, this is his deal. And when the doctor I went to in Florida, it was like, blah, 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 and associates. She goes, this is his thing.
This is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I don't even, and is it, there's another doctor there.
Probably, yeah, I'm sure.
I think there's one other doctor there, but it is very, very much, very hands-on. It's not like there's a bunch of stuff going on that he doesn't know about.
Yeah.
He knows about everything that's going on, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So it's going to be...
When's she going to get that done?
It's Friday. You're going to get it Friday, and then she sticks around for a couple of days and then heads back to Denver.
Good for her.
But Thursday night's going to be a lot of fun. Click the link in the description and get your table. There's like a meet and greet thing. If you can't make it there's also a link. We're doing something on moment.co, which is a live streaming platform where you can watch it as well.
How do people get that? Is that something they have to download?
Mm-mm. No, it's web based. So links in the description and it'll take you right to it's like a page. I don't even know how to describe it.
Is it something they can find on like her Facebook page or?
It's links in her in the Total Ship Show Instagram, and there's also links in her Malia White whatever pages, all the girls' pages, and then her Dat Media, and then you can just scroll down and I'll just link it right there.
Okay,
it's fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So what are we having, like? Drink specials, or is there?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. Like,
is there yachty food? Or?
I do not know. That's not my department. I don't know that answer. But there are a lot of surprises that they don't know about. I'm not that they're going to listen to our podcast, but I'm pretty excited about. And when I say they, I mean the girls that are coming in, Malia specifically.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun.
What time does it start?
6 o'clock. Show starts at 7. Doors at 6.
Okay.
So the live podcast recording starts at 7 o'clock, goes till about 8:30, and then meet and greet and stuff afterwards.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's going on the 1st, and then on the 4th, Let It Fly podcast is going to be doing a live, the same thing, essentially, after the Creighton game on Sunday. So if you're a Creighton fan, come out.
Yeah.
Hail Varsity Club. It'll be blue. It'll be blue.
Yeah.
And that's Michael Sevier and Josh Jones are doing the Let It Fly podcast.
Yeah.
And that'll be live also online. You'll be able to catch it on their YouTube channel or across social platforms.
Yeah. If you haven't met Alta Hill Varsity Club, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And that just gets us into December. Mm-hmm. And then there's all kinds of crap coming up. That's good crap. Good crap.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff coming up. I mean, it's like, I don't know how they keep it straight. I mean, Meg's got to be, her head's got to be spinning. But there's so much stuff going on. And, and then today we have a big event here at Herdat. We're doing our dip and decorate.
Did you bring a dip?
I have to go get it. It's in my refrigerator.
I can't. I brought a dip.
Did you buy it at Hy-Vee?
No, my wife made it. It's been... No, it's fantastic. It's Beth's crack dip, and I told her I'm going to call it Beth's crack.
It's my crack dip. That's what mine's called.
Jill's crack? We'll just have a crack island.
It's a taco crack dip. Whatever. That's leave it alone.
Taco crack dip.
It's the stuff that, once you start eating it.
Dude, I know.
I cannot make that stuff because I have to eat it. I made it last weekend for another event, and so it was in my fridge. Every time I'd open the fridge, oh my God, that smells so good. I'm just like, just one little chip. Nobody will notice.
There's a lot of dip here today.
It's
a lot.
So what they're doing is we're having a dip competition, apparently. And then everybody, did you turn in your recipe?
Mm-hmm. Because it's something that Beth has made, so she had to write out the recipe. So I just sent
it
in this morning.
That's what I had to do. Yeah, everybody had to do that.
Well, some people sent links.
Well.
They have links. It's the links one of like Pinterest links and recipes and stuff like that.
Come on. No, it's got to be on a... old school.
Cigarette and coffee stained index card from grandma.
All index card from grandma. It's a secret recipe with a pinch of that and a dollop of this or whatever else it says. But anyway, yeah, and she's making a recipe book of all of our recipes.
That's super awesome.
So if you just turned yours in, that means the recipe book won't be done today. Way to go, Pat.
I think, well,
way
I,
to follow
I got her clearance. She said if I got it to her Wednesday morning that I would be fine. And the girls from Total Ship Show are making Total Dip Show, too. They're making one.
Oh, my
dip.
God.
So it's I didn't realize that the dip competition would be such a huge hit.
It's going to be a big deal. And then we're supposedly decorating. I'm not really going to be in the decorating part of it, mm-hmm. but I will definitely be trying out the dips.
I'll dip the shit out of those dips.
I'll be a dip taster.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I don't know. Anyway, so we have a guest on the show that's going to be coming up here in just a couple of seconds. And yeah, the connection goes back many years, even though he's not very old.
Right?
Right? But before we get to that, I want to thank Centris Federal Credit Union. Speaking of the holidays and holiday dough, they have got all kinds of savings options and kind of put it out there for people if you're thinking about 2023 and trying to figure out how to put some money away, whether it's just for... I don't know, a little something-something for yourself, or maybe it's for something more serious. Maybe it's a vacation. You know, you're really wanting to put some bucks away. They have accounts. They have certificates. They have all kinds of combinations of the above, all federally insured, NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000. It's funny. I was in my office, and somebody came in and, like, looked nervous, and they go, there's a child here to see you? And I'm like, what? And she looked.
I'm 18.
She goes, there is no way he works here. And I'm like, a child? What's like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
It was so funny.
I'm 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Jake Barnhill, you're not really a child anymore legally.
Not.
Mm-mm. Not legally.
But I do remember when you were born.
Yeah.
Remember when I was born?
I do.
Really?
We've known your mom a long time.
Yeah. We've known your mom a long time.
I remember that. Good times.
Right? That was a minute ago. But yeah,
right?
That's our connection for those that don't know. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And you reached out to us not that long, probably a couple, 3 months ago. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah, probably about 3 months.
About 3 months ago. Because, yeah, you're all grown up and doing stuff. And yeah. So you're out doing your own thing. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been, what you got going on, and a little bit about you, too, just to kind of get us filled in. Because, honestly, we haven't seen you for
18 years.
Probably 10
it's
years
been a minute.
At least.
It's
10,
been a minute.
12. Well, yeah, really, it probably has been all of that. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I saw you was when your mom was pregnant. Yeah. I think that was the last time. Maybe you wandered through the halls of the radio station a couple times. But anyway, what's give us the scoop.
I go by the name of Trueverse. I've been making music for a little over 4 years now, and rooted in hip-hop, but I've expanded into other genres, so like R&B, pop, punk, a bunch of different stuff, and then I expanded out into film as well. So recently...
What got you going in LA? Was music always your thing when you were growing up? Was it kind of like...
Cause I always, yeah.
Was there somebody that inspired you? Is there somebody in your family that in particular, or is your family kind of like, who is this kid?
Why is he originally, they were. They were like, what is going on? And then they just adapted and they just got used to it. And they're like, all right, I guess we got to support him now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
No, but my mom, I think, when she was pregnant with me, she'd always go to concerts and play a bunch of music. She always had a bunch of, records going and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I just grew up just listening to whatever she would listen to. And then, of course, my dad, too. But, yeah, that's...
What was your first, when you start? Did you start playing an instrument or did you start singing or was it composing?
No,
or what,
I didn't
what got
start
you going?
The first instrument. So I only play guitar. But I started playing guitar about a year and a half ago, a little more than that, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. But I started just like hip hop stuff because back in middle school, I guess, I was just like, I would listen to hip hop and it would just like, I'd escape from life, I guess. And
right?
So I just felt like I had to write my own stuff. And then I just started putting it out there, I guess, and just went from there. And then I felt like, oh, man, I'm trapped in as just this hip-hop artist. Like, I like so many other genres of music. Like, I can do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just broke free from that box. And
a lot of people do that. They use music as an escape, and they but not many of them have the courage to go out there and create their own stuff, especially at that young of an age. So that's a pretty big step.
That's and you were like you were doing more lyrics. Like, is what you were doing. You were writing.
Always.
Did you have the music in your head, or was it just kind of like it was more about putting the lyrics together? Where'd the music come in?
Originally, it was just writing. I would write a lot. And then I got connected with this producer. His name's M Stacks. He sometimes DJs for Shade 45 and works with like Eminem and stuff. And he
casually drops the Eminem reference.
I know.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
he contacted me when I was in middle school, which he was doing some sort of promotional thing for his own whatever he was doing at the time. And so then he sent me like a package of beats or whatever. He goes, in 24 hours, send me back a finished song. So I bought this like $30 makeshift mic from Walmart and just made it. It was so, it's really, really bad. Like, it's really unlistenable.
But it must have worked.
That's how that ended up starting, I guess. And then, eighth grade, I got in contact with Luke Ralphs, who he performed at my school. He was 19 at the time, and I was like 13. And we've worked together ever since. He's just been a big inspiration on that and helped me move into other genres and just establish my sound, I guess.
Very cool. So do you have anything out professionally?
Yeah.
Have you released like singles or EPs, or what are you doing?
Yeah. In 2019, I released my first EP, which is not something that you really want to listen to.
you got to get those out.
But you got to...
you got to go through them, right?
Yeah. Something Luke told me was you got to get all the bad stuff out before... It's like cleaning a dirty faucet, you know?
You got to get the bad... The good's in there somewhere.
Bad out there.
The fun part is going to be in 10, 15 years when you're wildly successful to go back and listen to that.
Oh,
you're
going
to be like, if you're saying, oh my gosh, now, wait till you make it even farther.
Yeah.
We go back and listen to some of our first radio shows 40 years ago, whatever. It's like, holy cow, how did I not get fired instantly?
Yeah. I'm not
selling insurance or something.
Like, you're digging through and you find the old air checks.
It's just rough.
It's really bad. It's like, oh my God. You're right. Why did they? Because we were cheap. That's why they kept us.
They
kept us because we were cheap. We were almost free.
Yeah.
We were almost free at that point. Anyway, okay, so what are you working on right now? And performance-wise, where have you been performing?
Yeah, I've been performing kind of a lot at different small venues lately around Omaha. I just put out on Friday a song with Luke Ralphs. It's called Healing Hearts. It's actually... So you can get that on all platforms. excuse me. So, it's on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff.
What did you bring with you today? What song?
This is the new song that just came out. Yeah, it's called Healing Hearts. It features Luke Ralphs.
Okay.
Let's listen to a little bit of it. Yeah. Oh, wow. Is that you on the saxophone?
This is Luke Ralphs actually produced it. I told him, make me a jazz-type beat.
Wow.
And he sent me this back 2 hours later. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. He goes, man, I don't know how to produce.
Awesome. I like the sound, though.
It's really good, man.
Right.
You wanna take it. I wrote a chorus for it.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was like, no, I wanna do it. So this is him on that. I never show take place in the midst of letting go of pain. Girl, you're one I wanna know. Obey. I only see you after midnight. I wanna dance in the dim light. Yeah.
baby, tell me, can I satisfy? Yeah. Hoping everything I say is right. Yeah.
That's really good.
Isn't that really good?
Yeah,
that really is. And you can just kind of picture the bar, right, where this mm-hmm. is being played, and you're too young to get in. And
right? Oh, I've played at a couple bars, though.
Not the bar in my head.
Yeah.
<You're>, yeah. But no, that's really good. So who are some of your favorite artists? Who are some artists that maybe you kind of emulate a little bit?
Okay. Yeah, I have I've set top five, I'd say. So definitely with like that song, like mm-hmm. Drake,
mm-hmm.
Eminem,
mm-hmm.
Kid Cudi, Blink-182, mm-hmm. and Kyle, who a lot of people don't know Kyle.
No idea who Kyle is.
But he just had a couple songs.
Kyle was in South Park.
Right?
South Park. Sorry. He sings. I didn't know that. Yeah, interesting, too. This year is, it's funny, Eminem keeps popping up. 20-year anniversary mm-hmm. of 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20 years.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Man. Well, this is really cool. So do you have any performances coming up? First off, because of course we want people to pick up your, you know, to mm-hmm. buy the album, support local. But what do you got coming up?
Yeah, me and Luke are doing a show January 17th at Benson Theater.
Okay.
And so, that's on a Tuesday. And lately, I guess over the past almost 3 years now, I've been working on an album and then I was doing the album and I was like, I need to do a film for this. So I got together, you know, actors, actresses, a bunch of, professional, like, film people, like, all camera guys and whatever. And I just kind of made my whole team. So it's like 21 people.
Wow.
And we shot a film that goes along with the album. And so we're going to try to premiere that pretty soon, probably not long after that show, January 17th.
Okay.
And the whole album is on the film.
Very good.
Yeah. So there's really not dialogue. I use the music as dialogue.
Mm. That's cool.
Like a music video almost, right?
And No, it's like it's like a bunch of different music videos put together into a giant film. And it follows the story of this hopeless romantic who, you know, gets broken up with and then tries to find his way in life and uh-huh. stuff. And I think it's a really, really cool thing. I've never seen it done before.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So, okay, so on two levels. If somebody wanted to find out more professionally about booking you, do you have mm-hmm. representation? Or are you still handling everything yourself? And what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, you can find me on any social media. Mm-hmm. It's Truverse, TRU_VERS.
Ah.
And
I get it now. Okay. Very clever.
Yeah. I just,
okay.
I actually just kind of made a deal with this marketing agency. So I think that's still kind of
in the works. Okay.
But yeah.
But it can track you down otherwise.
Yeah.
And probably the same on your social media. You'll have any appearances or things like that you'll be doing.
Of course.
And how to get a hold of your music.
Yeah.
That's
can all look up just Truverse, TRU_VERS on anything and be able to find it.
Very cool. Jake, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, really. We appreciate it. It was good to see you.
It's great to catch up with you and kind of get the update on what's been going down, but you've got some cool stuff working.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The album and the film is titled Youth. Both have the same title, and I'm just really, really excited for that. It's something like I'm really proud of, I guess.
Excellent.
That's super cool.
Excellent.
And keep us in the loop on what happens.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And links in the notes.
Links
too.
Are all over the notes.
All over the notes.
And you can text us to 402-403-9478 for more information. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.